Good morning, guys. Welcome to A Different Worlds podcast. I'm your girl, Shamika Latrice. And, you know, honestly, I'm not going to talk about relationships as so much at this present time. I wanted to address one important factor. All my life, I've always heard that education was just a piece of paper and that it had no relevance. And it's so unfortunate to hear that when you think about where we've come from as Black people. And that's because at one time we had to fight to get an education, but also our ancestors even died when they got caught reading and writing, because there is power in education. That's a fact. But let me just say this, and this is important to anybody that's Black that's educated or getting an education. When college first started out, it wasn't expensive. As a matter of fact, from what I understand, it was free. College was free before Black people started to go. And then now Black people are getting education, and of course it's increased, it's expensive. But also, it's still separated, right? So that means that if you really, really want to be seen in a great school, then you would have to be extremely educated. But let me tell you the difference in that too. The name. It's almost like you can get the same effect from a Chanel bag as you can from a Walmart bag. It's just that that has Chanel on it. You're going to be able to carry the same items and do the same things. It's just going to look good when people see you. And that's the same equivalent to your education. There are many, many colleges today and universities around the world. And it's not where you learn, it's what you've learned. And all of the degrees are equal. Now, when you have a high school diploma, generally with a high school diploma, of course, they say that you can probably get a little bit above minimum wage, and your check should be about $731. And that's with a high school diploma. And then if you have a associate's degree, then you can get, for an associate's degree, $938, which is only a few bucks more weekly after you get an associate's degree. But now let's just say, associate's degree nonetheless is come along with debt, because if you couldn't afford to pay for that degree, then you got to pay it back. And so now you're only coming home with $938 after sacrificing 2 years of your time to get an education, along with having to take out loans, etc., in order to get that education. But now when you come home, they're now saying that it's a little bit more than a high school diploma, but it's not enough. So then they say, well, if you go to get your bachelor's degree, then it can increase your salary even more, right? And now if you increase your bachelor's degree, it says that you're probably just going to earn about maybe a million more than someone who've had a high school diploma, right? So, or it increase it about, so if they, let's say if you had a high school diploma, you made 1 million last year, I'm going to probably make about 2. And it's with a bachelor's degree and the debt that is equivalent to that bachelor's degree. And so now they're saying, in order, if you get your master's degree, then when you get your master's degree, you'll be able to earn a little bit more than you were able to get with your bachelor's and your associates and just your high school diploma. But if your average salary for a bachelor's degree is about $938, that's for the associate's degree. If your bachelor's degree might have earned you maybe a couple $1,000 after tax, your master's degree only probably put about $500 more on that. So your master's degree, supposedly, based on the payable, let me see what this thing is, because I was looking at it just now, and what is the name of it? It's like a chart where you go to find out what your degrees are worth, and based on this, it tells you just about the breakdown. So anyway, long story short, they say that associate's degree can earn you about $564 more per month and about $7,300 per year. Okay, and then your master's degree can probably get you about $1,545 bring home pay. Master's degree, a master's degree. Do you understand the amount of work that goes into earning a degree? The amount of knowledge you've earned while you're studying for your master's degree? The kind of writer you are, how good you are with computers, how you are able to study business strategies and analytics, how you know values and ethics and conflict management and resolutions. I mean, you literally become a walking human resources. Now, let me just repeat that. You become your own human resources. So when people turn around and open up their own business establishments, that's because they know that they themselves can earn them a six-figure salary instead of trying to come to work for someone else's company only for them to tell them your master's degree is only worth $1,500 every 2 weeks. On average, a $1,500 salary on every 2 weeks is about what, a year? Because they basically say that with a bachelor's degree, you can only earn about $64,000 a year. And on a master's degree, you can earn about $74,000. Master's degree is only worth $74,000 a year? For who? Now, this is what I love about Generation Z, okay? Generation Z taught a lot of us baby boomers that, and I would say, you know, for people that was born in the 70s, because when you're born in the same year, you're not obviously living in that same year. You don't start to really live your life until the latter part of the 80s, early 90s, right? But I think that's for us called baby boomers. One of the things that they have taught us, because that education is a piece of paper mentality, was ignorance. It's not just a piece of paper. Is how you allow people to play with you with that degree that you've earned. One thing about Generation Z and millennials is that they don't let people play with them for their hard work. They us on steroids, okay? And so my generation of people growing up in the 90s, we was giving a voice to the youth, right? And now you have the millennials that's like, oh no, my mother them taught me to stand up for myself. And then you have Generation Z that's saying like, oh well, my mother them taught me how to stand up for myself. So between the baby boomers, the millennials, and Generation Z, we all collectively are at that point now where it's like, wait a minute, you're not about to play in my face. Because if I go out and put myself in almost damn near $100,000 debt to get an education in order to afford a way of living, but not only to afford the way of living, but to actually have a living where I can save money and not just live uncomfortably or basic. In New York, in order to qualify for a mortgage, they want you to have a salary of $70,000 a year. $70,000 a year, based on the statistics, would be with people who have a master's degree, because that's what that salary is like. In New York, 90% of New York is made up of the middle class or lower class working people. That's working 2 and 3 McDonald's jobs in CVS or Walmart just to make ends meet to survive in New York, because the rent alone may be $2,000. And you're saying that a master's degree is only worth $15-something a month, every 2 weeks? So that's what I love about Generation Z. They literally would tell an employer to go fuck themselves. And now they're doing hair and nails and wigs and content creators. And a lot of time people be like, well, damn, social media. No, social media is allowing people today to use their talent and to do the things that they want to do and to be able to make a shitload of money while they're doing it. Because these corporate companies are trying to play in someone's face. Now, when they do the statistics, I'd be wondering, who are they really putting that up for? Because it can be a deterrent for people who are going to try to get a degree. If you're doing your research and you say, well, let me research and see what it would cost for me to get an associate's or a bachelor's or a master's. If you look at those statistics, it'll make you turn around and say, oh shit, but school is just a piece of paper, because I can make more of that without having any of that education. Don't let these corporate companies, these statistics online, tell you what your degree is worth. You tell them what your degree is worth. And don't ever think for one minute that your degree has no value, because it has a lot of value. okay? And be more than willing to negotiate when you get to an establishment to say, no, I'm actually looking for a salary that's about $80,000 or close to $80,000 a year. Because now you're telling them, I want something where it makes it worth getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning and helping you to live your dream. Because this is not mine. We all have dreams, right? But sometimes they seem so unattainable that we didn't just go into default and allow somebody to live their dreams because they've already done did it. And never ever once even attempted to live yours for the sake of failure or for the sake of what other people may tell you in relation to your failures. So when you go to these corporate companies and you go in there to get an education, you make sure that you let them know that I came in here and I want a salary that I can afford. When I'm on LinkedIn and a job alert come up and I see that you don't have a salary listed there, I don't even apply for it. What are you asking me? Because when you don't have your salary there, I'm sure you're not paying $100,000 to $200,000 a year while you exempting to put your salary there. Then basically you're not paying a good salary and you're wanting to see what I'm going to ask for when I come there. I'm not coming there to play games with you. I'm not getting up wasting my gas money and my time to come there and play games with you. What is this position and salary is worth? If you can ask me to fill out an assessment test, my educational background, you want all of this information from me, but you're not telling me what this position is even worth. Because if you think for 1 second you're about to get my level of education only for me to get over there for you to tell me that this is a $40,000 a year salary, I might be liable to curse you out when I get there. So let's not do that. Avoid all of that and make sure you put your salary before I come there. And this is the reason why when I got my degree, I was so and I'm dead set on just, you know, doing some own, my own thing. Nobody understood that. It was like, wait, but then you get your degree? Yeah, because guess what? When you look at the statistics, and if these corporate companies have an agenda, this is what they're telling the human resources from higher up. So when they go calling me, they're looking at this agenda and looking at my education and basing my education off what their statistics are. So when I come in here, they're asking me, they're telling me things that I can't live off of. So in that case, I might as well start my own organization or my own company that I know can gross me about $100,000 a year more. And even if it's just $100,000 a year, it's still mine. And I was able to get that six figure that no corporate company was willing to give me. One, because of the fact that I'm a woman, I'm a black woman, and I'm educated. So it's automatic that systematic oppression is to be like, okay, well, you're not worth that because of your ethnicity and who you are. So I would be more inclined to give someone who have a high school diploma or an associate's degree a better salary than you coming in here with a higher education. So one thing is for certain and two things for sure. Before you guys dismiss the importance of education, understand this. Education has great value. If it did not, they wouldn't have been killing us before that. If education wasn't important, they wouldn't have turned around and started charging fees for college. It's extremely important. But the American way is to underpay those of color so that you are unable to save and live comfortably. That it'll keep you confined to low-income societies with less or with not good and educations or school districts so that your children can also fall within that same category and it just be a rotation of you living in a low-income society and living amongst people that you are may have outgrown, or when you put people in an area where everyone is struggling, it then turns into a violent and jealous atmosphere. So when you realize the systematic oppression is this, when you go out and you get your education and they tried any and everything to do that, they hung and killed our ancestors when they picked up a book. They started charging fees for college. They started to do all different type of things and put things in place in order to keep us from reaching those goals. And we're still somehow inadvertently doing it. So now that we've done that, now they're going to start to break down where you live at, the location you live at, your name before they call you in for an interview. I mean, they just continue to do certain things. If you find yourself unable to get or to be able to utilize your degree with the salary that it's actually worth, then what you might need to do at that moment is start your own business. And this is the reason why a lot of black people today have their own business. So I'm going to say this. If you know of anybody that have their own company that is black, you need to support them and pay the prices that they're asking you to support. And let me just say this also for the Black-owned businesses. If you have an establishment that is Black-owned, be professional. That is a deterrent for a lot of reasons why people do not come to your establishment. Stop asking ridiculous things. Just because of the sake, just because you're Black, it does not mean that people is going to want to give you your business or give you their business. Customer service goes a very long way. It doesn't matter what you do in business. If your business is client-based, that's customer service. That means that you need to be providing a service to your customers, okay? And stop treating your customers as if you owe them something. Or if they owe you something, or you're doing them a favor when they're paying for these services. And that is definitely something for people to understand when you are the modern day hairstylist and the nail technicians and the lash bars. You know, learn to be professional. Okay, a lot of things that y'all be having in place also is very hurt damning to your business, because it is affecting your clientele. You're charging before they get there. You're asking them to wash and braid their hair, not bring their kids. All of those things is unprofessional. Now, just because you were able or had the finance to start the money and got the talent to keep it going, also you have to understand the importance of keeping and maintaining your customers so that your business can continue to grow, because bad reviews and word of mouth can really damage your business. Okay, so now with all that being said, however, I apologize, guys. So my previous segment got interrupted, but what I was going to say, I say all that to say is that if you have a Black-owned business, please support though. If you know someone who has a Black-owned business, support those businesses, especially if they are exercising that professionalism. Give them that chance and that support the same way that you would walk into a white establishment or any other race of establishment and give them an opportunity to show you why you should continue to go there. Support your Black businesses. And that also has a lot to do with the fact that many people go into business after they go and get these degrees because they don't want to, unfortunately, be subjected to not being able to utilize it or actually earn an income or make money. Also, guys, I want you to read the book, The Color of Law, okay? It's a really good book. I've just started it, but so far, it's been really interesting. It kind of speaks volumes of what happens in our society today as far as the systematic oppressions that our America try to do in order to stagnate the growth and the finances of Black people. And this is, of course, to keep us from being able to do the things that they are able to do, travel, live life on the offense, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, this segment was just solely about education. So I would say this is just like a bonus segment, guys, but it's just very informational as far as just understanding and knowing your worth. Please do not think that your education is not of value. It is value. What you've sacrificed and what you've done for yourself lets others know of what you're willing to do in order to succeed. It's a conversation starter, okay? Don't let no one take you for granted, and be very Generation Z about everything that you go after. Do it wholeheartedly and with your chest out. But anyway, thank you guys for listening to this bonus segment of A Different Worlds podcast. And again, I'm your girl, Shamika Latrice.